Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. Today I'm back in the gym and finally cleared by my doctors to start training after my pacemaker procedure, back to filming FUBAR with the whole gang reunited and pumped up for an even bigger second season. Since I'm making a few of my own comebacks, I thought today was a good day to talk about bouncing back from hard times, hurdles, and challenges. After I got my pacemaker, I couldn't train for 6 weeks or ride a bike because I had to avoid anything that might reopen the wound. I threw off my entire routine, but we scheduled it so that I would be ready to start filming FUBAR season two. And I've had much tougher comebacks, such as my accidental major heart surgery, as well as my professional and personal failures. This time, I used all the lessons from those big comebacks, because I see so many questions from all of you about coming back from injury, illness, or a major failure. I wanted to share what I've learned. The first thing that you must know is that you aren't alone. Everyone, no matter how successful, rich, or famous, has to make a comeback at some point. It's just a fact of life. At some point, all of us will be knocked down, and it's our job to climb back up. Now, I think the most important part of a comeback is having a mission for the day. You know, I'm a fanatic about having a big vision, but this is just slightly different. You should still know where you want to end up, but focusing on it all day when you're making a comeback might just remind you how far you are. Your mission is the next step in front of you today. This is how that works in reality. When I had my surprise open heart surgery after the non-invasive procedure went south, I had 3 months to prepare for the next Terminator movie. The vision was getting ready to film. But lying in the ICU in a hospital bed after they yanked the ventilator out of my throat, that vision was a long way away. Talked to the nurses and the doctors, and they told me the first challenge was avoiding pneumonia, common issue for patients who have the machine breathe for them during surgery. I had to do breathing exercises and get around on a walker to avoid it. That became my mission. Every day, I did my walks around the nursing stations, and then I did my reps with the breathing exercises. It was all I focused on. In the back of my mind, I knew I was preparing for Terminator, but in the front of my mind, I was just avoiding pneumonia and then trying to get home from the hospital. When you're making a comeback, the missions and goals you set for yourself might seem small. That's okay. You need those small steps and little wins to climb back up the mountain. This time, my vision was getting ready for FUBAR, but my doctors had just banned my two favorite workouts, lifting weights and riding my bike. Now, I could be pissed off about that and just lie around demotivated. But what would that accomplish? During a comeback, you must pump yourself up, not beat yourself down. I told myself we always share studies about the power of walking. So my mission would be to simply walk. Every hour, I'd get up and do a few laps. I also challenged Lynn in my office to a competition where we send each other our steps every day. That's because competition drives me. It's the same reason I invited my friends and family to the hospital to go and walk 6 years ago during that comeback. None of us need to make our comebacks alone. At the same time, I adjusted my diet. I wouldn't be burning all those calories I burned during my workouts and bike rides, and I wanted to lose a few pounds before filming. So I had to tone it down. I don't believe in diets. I believe we all know what is and isn't healthy, and we just have to be honest with ourselves and turn down the dial on the unhealthy stuff when we want to get leaner. Shifting my diet was a little bit of improvising and adapting to the reality of my comeback. Now my comeback is complete. I lost 10 pounds. I feel fantastic. I am building back up in the gym, and I'm ready to start filming. If you're going through your own comeback, I hope you can use my lessons. First, have a mission for every day, no matter how small it is. even if it is just getting out of bed. You need a mission every day, and don't try to do it alone. Accept support from friends and family. It's important to improvise and adapt. Whether it is an injury, an illness, or a failure, things won't be the same as before. You must adapt to reality instead of wishing things were how they were. Whatever happens, do not beat yourself up. Pump yourself up. Making a comeback is hard enough. If you're being negative to yourself, you're just making it harder. Finally, remember, you're never alone. All of us have to make comebacks. You can do it. The village is here for you. Now, let's get to today's tips. Research overwhelmingly suggests that moderate to high protein diets help with muscle gain and fat loss, control hunger, support recovery from workouts, and fight against aging. But how much should you eat per day? The minimum effective dose for protein is approximately 0.5 gram of protein per pound of your goal body weight. According to Dr. Don Lehman, one of the most trusted protein researchers in the world. So if you want to weigh 180 pounds, your minimum is approximately 90 grams. To maximize results, research suggests you want at least 1.8 to 2.2 gram per kilogram of your goal body weight. Or to simplify it, aim for 1 gram of protein per pound of your goal body weight. However, most people usually don't get enough high-quality protein in their diet. That's why we love Trifecta. They provide ready-to-eat meals designed by a 2-Michelin-star chef. They pack all the protein you need and cater to your dietary requests, from plant-based to paleo. Many of you have been requesting the special deal from last holiday season, and we were finally able to make it happen again. When you sign up for Trifecta, you'll get 50% off your order and free salmon for life. Visit TrifectaNutrition.com/pumpclub and use the code Arnold to check out. The offer is exclusive to Arnold Pump Club and will only be offered until May 1st. And as long as you keep getting meals, you'll receive a pound of salmon for free for life. It's one more way to ensure you're getting enough protein and healthy fatty acids. Finally, Adam wanted me to test out a new segment on the podcast and in the newsletter. He calls it Good From Far, But Far From Good. It's about studies that get twisted in the media. I would just call it bullshit headlines. Many headlines will tell you that new research found that green tea supercharges fat loss. But it's not what it seems. Researchers looked at 11 randomized controlled trials to determine the relationship between green tea and weight loss. When overweight participants drank green tea, they saw a reduction in weight circumference and blood lipids. That sounds great, right? Unfortunately, drinking green tea only reduced waist size by an average of 1.4 centimeters, and that was during studies lasting 6 to 16 weeks. In other words, the change wasn't anything you would notice on your body. We love green tea and think it's a fantastic beverage with many potential health benefits. We recommend it, especially if it replaces a sugar-loaded beverage. But if you're looking for it to help burn fat and lose weight, you're unlikely to see much difference. And that's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission: to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.